Futsal stadium handover delayed. Thailand beat Egypt yesterday in a warm-up match for the FIFA Futsal World Cup to be held in Thailand from November 1st to the 18th. The question that everyone is asking, however, is not the score, it was 4-3, but where the match was played. Well, it was played at the Thai Japanese Stadium in Dindang, definitely not at the Bangkok Futsal Arena in Nongjog, which is supposed to be the showpiece venue for the World Cup. This weekend, city officials failed to turn over the new stadium to FIFA officials as promised only days earlier. Instead, the stadium handover has been rescheduled for October 29th. According to Bangkok Governor Momrachawong Suhumpan Baripat, the latest in a long series of construction delays was due to customs clearance problems in China, involving the wooden floor that is being imported from that country. Previous setbacks were due to last year's flooding, which delayed the start of construction to January of this year, and, according to city officials, drastic budget cuts by the incoming Yingluck Shinawat government. Bringing the futsal tournament to Thailand was an initiative of the opposition Democrat Party. The location of the new sports facility has also been criticized as inappropriate. Nongjok is in a flood-prone area and is also far from the city center, critics say. Meanwhile, workers are continuing to toil around the clock with about 2,500 employees for the day shift and 600 to 700 at night. Momrachawong Suhumpan insists that FIFA will have its new stadium in time for use during the quarterfinal rounds. It's up to FIFA whether it wants the Bangkok Futsal Arena to be a host venue for the Futsal World Cup, he said. What the BMA has promised is the stadium will definitely be able to be used as a venue for the tournament, although the whole project will not be complete because of several problems.